Lawyers and human rights activists have urged government and the Electoral Commission to speed up processes that will allow prisoners to participate in national elections. The appeal was made during a recent meeting in Gulu City, where participants expressed frustration that despite a 2020 High Court ruling granting inmates the right to vote, prisoners will again be locked out of the 2026 general elections. Justice Lydia Mugambi directed the Electoral Commission to make necessary arrangements for prisoners and Ugandans in the diaspora to vote, an order activists say remains unimplemented 4 years later. Joel Oyet, a lawyer from Odon and Company Advocates, says inmates remain citizens with full political rights, and denying them the opportunity to vote strips them of their voice in deciding the country's leadership.
Just because someone is in prison doesn't cease to be a citizen of the country. And that has always been the argument. They also have a stake to say in the leadership of the country. Court has held that prisoners have a right to vote. They are also citizens. Uganda has about 254 prisons. That's according to one prison's brief. That in itself doesn't mean that they are not citizens. They should also be afforded the opportunity to vote. They should also have the opportunity of the candidates coming to campaign for them, so that they listen. Because at the end of the day, some of them will come out of prison. Some of them will be declared not guilty. But if they have not had a say in whoever is leading them as a member of parliament, as their president, then I think we are also doing away with their interests.
Frank Mbaine, the prison spokesperson, says no Electoral Commission officials have ever visited prisons to register inmates for the 2026 polls. The Electoral Commission, however, maintains that it cannot include prisoners in the 2026 elections without Parliament first passing enabling legislation.